Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is on chakras. And we're going to be going through the different chakras based on vibration and sound and frequency. And our intention today is that every chakra is humming all simultaneously so that the energy might flow, the Kundalini energy might flow freely all the time, where they're in complete harmony. Okay. Before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. Tomorrow, if you happen to be in the area, we have a meetup with Gerard Rush. Gerard's an amazing healer. We're going to do a little sound bath beforehand. But Gerard is like a medical intuitive. He's actually worked on people where actually was working on this one woman with breast cancer, and her breast opened up and the tumor fell on the ground and it sealed back up and you couldn't even see an incision. Yeah, it's like John of God stuff, right? Very cool. And that's tomorrow morning. It's our Sunday morning services from 10 to 12 here at the Institute in San Francisco. We also have our classes coming up. We've got our Sound Healing Certificate Program starting, again, January 7th online. And that's we've got about 12 instructors. It works really well. The next program here at the Institute starts January 21st, and we've got plenty of toys to play with besides all the instructors here in a very beautiful space as well. And then you can go into the degree program with both of those if you wanted to continue. You can find that information at soundhealingcenter.com. And we also have our audio recording classes starting up again here at the Institute on January 22nd. And it's a couple of nights a week. Here at the Institute, the Sound Healing Program is three nights a week and some weekends, whereas audio recording is actually a couple of afternoons and one evening a week. So it's Wednesday and Thursday afternoons and then Thursday evenings for the recording program. And you learn Pro Tools or how to use the equipment for just about any digital audio workstation, completely separate program than the Sound Healing Program. And then that's online starting up again in February. We also have some big events coming up over the summer. We've got our summer intensive is now posted. That's June 2nd to June 13th and July 30th to August 9th, and it's every day 10 to 9:30. So, you know, if you want to fly in, you can even stay at the school, and it's very, very cool, very immersive. We also have our Mount Shasta retreat in August that we have posted now online as well at soundhealingcenter.com. And the other big thing is we're doing a show on the Shift Network. And it's a seven-week course for $300. I've already had two of the classes, but you could still jump in and watch the videos. And I've got the link on my site at soundhealingcenter.com. And, oh, my God, I've got 480 people in the course right now. 480 people. Oh, my God, things are changing. Things are changing drastically. We've got full range of practitioners, people from all over the world. It's cool when we do the meditations because we're surrounding the whole planet. Had a really profound experience last week when we did the chakra guided meditation that I'm going to be playing today on this show, where I just saw the whole planet being healed. It was really a profound experience for me. So anyway, we've got that. So you can sign up by going through the link. Instead of searching for it, go through the link, because then I get way more percentage since it's not through us, it's through the Shift Network. And so you can find that at soundhealingcenter.com, or actually you could find it at globerecording.com. It would go straight to it, so you don't have to fish around and find it. Right. We also have, we've got our treatments here. We can find your home note for only $50. We do it on Skype, and we play each of the 12 notes and look for where you are at peace. We can also give you a CD for every brainwave, delta, theta, alpha, and beta, tuned to you, which is really effective. We have one of the people here just had a profound transformation by using, he had been on Adderall, had a brain injury and had been on Adderall for the last 5 years. And he stopped cold turkey and started using the brainwave CDs tuned to him. He was a B. He was a B, a note of B. And it's just completely changed his life. So that's also happening. We can do voice analysis online. And we also even do massage on the sound table with crystal. We do crystal bowls and tuning forks and full range of things with the sound table here. And we also do have gift certificates. Oh, and we have a sale going on right now. If you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you'll see all the details of it. And so we also have the sound tables for sale. They're 15% off. All crystal bowls are 15% off, including the alchemy bowls. We also have my book, Complete Guide to Sound Healing. I've got over 100 sound healing CDs, also including CDs that you can put right on your body where you don't listen to them. CDs for muscles, nerves, tendons, ligaments, and those are all on sale. We also have the downloads of those as well. And everything is on sale, including our voice analysis program where you can do voice analysis yourself. And if you even work with essential oils, it'll tell you what essential oil you need to fill in the missing frequencies in your system. And that's at voiceanalysisharmony.com. You can find it all at soundhealingcenter.com, though. So those are the things happening at the Institute. Let's talk about chakras. If you don't know about chakras, a good place to check out is Anna Dea Judith's video on YouTube called The Illuminated Chakras. It gives you a really good basis of each chakra. As with everything, you can look at all the chakras from frequency perspective, pitch perspective. You can look at them from a timbre perspective, which means what instrument sounds are best for each chakra. You can even look at what music is best for each chakra. You can even look at the musical interval relationships between the chakras, right? There's one of my previous students wrote a book on using combinations of chakras for healing different issues. And she was looking at the musical interval relationships even between them, right? So when we talk about timbres, there's all the different syllables for the different chakras. And we'll go through those in a minute. But let's talk about the actual instruments for the chakras. You know, here what we do is we do a whole chakra treatment with a full range of instruments. I mean, you could just use the voice, right? Or you could just use tuning fork. Or you could just use crystal bowls. But it's nice when you use a full range of instruments. So let's talk about each chakra and the different instruments really briefly. First of all, for the root chakra, basically anything that's got a lot of bass in it, right? I mean, we're talking hand drums or frame drums, any big drums, didgeridoo. A big Tibetan bowl is really cool on the root chakra. Very cool. You could even use a bass guitar. The sound table is really excellent for the root chakra as well. Right? So any instrument that's got a lot of bass in it. You can also use for the second chakra, I think of things like the djembe. I mean, the best music for the second chakra seems to be like Middle Eastern, you know, like belly dance music. Right? So that would be the djembe, or even the tablas might be good for the second chakra. I often think of the cello. You know, it's interesting because second root chakra is about your grounding and really tuning in to abundance and connection to the earth. Second chakra, I think, is about emotions and also about the sensuality, right? And then for the, you could, oh, I often use Tibetan bowls on the second chakra as well. I'll lay them on the body and play them. Then there's the third chakra. I often think of the Tibetan horn, the 10-foot long horn, woo, right? Really intense, powerful. Or a French horn, or the shofar, which is the elk horn that brought down the walls of Jericho. So often like horns for the third chakra, but also rock and roll guitar, right? Screaming, you know, distorted guitar like David Gilmour or any kind of rock guitar, very powerful. You could use for the second chakra, although I wouldn't recommend bringing it into a treatment. I mean, third chakra we're talking about. You can also, let's see, what else? Some people do use drums. If you want to see some third chakra and root chakra energy, check out Japanese taiko drumming. It's like very powerful, large drums with powerful energy coming from the third chakra. It's very cool. Then we have the heart chakra. A lot of people talk about the harp. But, you know, if you make the sound of love, it's like, it's not plucky, right? It's more of a sustained note. So often think of a string section for the heart chakra. In fact, whenever I do songs on love or unconditional love, universal love, I always use the string section as the main instrument to represent the love energy. Right? I mean, you could use any of the alchemy bowls. I especially like the pink ones, the pink aura, gold, or even just the gold one, even though it's often very grounding. I've got a gold alchemy bowl that is very heart opening for me. Then we've also got the you could even use like the Koshi chimes. These little soft chimes are so sweet. Or even the smaller Tibetan bowls could be good. For the throat chakra, we're talking voice, number one. Although I think of all the woodwinds as well, right? I mean, you've got anything that you play with the breath, especially the shakuhachi flute, because it's got all that air sound to it. It's very airy sounding. So that works well for the throat chakra. My favorite music for the throat chakra would be Bobby McFerrin. He does every instrument, of course, with his voice, or the group does. It's got some very cool, all of his CDs are quite amazing, right? Or you could even use, you know, throat singing from monks, which is also good for grounding for the root chakra as well. And then we've got the third eye. That would be mostly bells and chimes and things like that, right? Even tiny little Tibetan bowls, or even, of course, for the third eye and the crown, you can always use alchemy bowls, especially the smaller ones, right? Alchemy bowls, for if you didn't know, they're the crystal bowls made of quartz that have different metals or gemstones or crystals embedded in them other than quartz, right? So, just anything high frequency. Tingshas are really good for the third eye and the crown. Third eye and the crown are about the same, just very light. Although my favorite for the crown is the Koshi chimes. They're so soft and they're just really, really good for the for the crown. It's interesting. You know, what I've found is that a chakra treatment can totally get rid of a panic attack or anxiety. I used to have panic attacks, and I found that if I did a chakra treatment on each chakra with my own voice, or even silently, I could get rid of the panic attack. Right? So I want to show you, walk you through this treatment and see how it works for you. But before we do that, let's listen to one of my songs from the Journey Through the Matrix CD, and this is Chakra Star. And so in this song, I do each chakra for about 1 minute. You actually will hear a little tingsha chime when I change from chakra to chakra. So tune in to each chakra as we go through all seven here with Chakra Star. Thank you. Let's do a chakra treatment. Let me walk you through each chakra. So tune in to your root chakra at the base of your spine, and or the perineum, even lower, and imagine a low frequency vibrating at the base of your spine. I often think of it as a little sphere of vibration. Just tune in to whatever frequency feels right, whatever note, just a low note. Can't get it wrong. Just play with it and feel it at the base of your spine. What matters more than anything is that it's a stable, consistent hum as opposed to a chaotic vibration, which we often have throughout the chakras. Right? That's where they start. They actually start buzzing, right? So feel that vibration at the base of your spine humming consistently now. Again, you might go up and down with a frequency sweep, right, until you find it. You can just do it silently in your head, or you can just choose a note and go right to it. Ultimately, what we're looking for is the note that is naturally humming there already. But don't worry about it getting it wrong. It's all about consistency. Okay, now go ahead and make it out loud. It's often, this one's lower than I can make out loud, but you can just go to the lowest note that you can get to. Now go up to the second chakra below the belly button and listen for its sound. Go up and down, find its note. Get it vibrating there like a little bubble, little sphere of vibration humming just below your belly button. Boy, my second chakra is buzzing a little bit today. It feels really good. It just calms it right down. And then go ahead and make it out loud. Whatever note you find feels good. There's some questions that go with each one of these chakras that are really helpful. For the root chakra, it's like, how grounded are you? How much are you in your body versus in your head? If you're in your head a lot, it's really important to do grounding work to get some physical vibration in your body. And you could do Qigong, Tai Chi, do hikes, right? Do exercise, or get some instruments like Tibetan bowl and put it on the root, or play a drum, or get on a sound table, just so you feel the vibration physically in your body. For the second chakra, the question is, do you let things go? Do you hold grudges? Are you able to let emotions go and release them? Or do you hold on to them, right? If you're holding on to them, then you're really trying to get the energy to flow there again, right? So then you need to work on that area. For the third chakra, the question asked is, are you above people or below people? Above people where you're upset, frustrated with people, angry even, or below people where you're not good enough, insecure, or are you equal to people and in your power, right? I use that one a lot whenever I'm feeling upset about something. I think, whoa, let me go to a place where I'm just equal with them. Hold a little compassion there, right? Okay. So if you're doing if you're not feeling good enough, I like to do the no, the really loud no. Let me demonstrate. I often have people do voice work on this one. So I'm going to get really loud. Warning, warning, I'm going to get really loud. Okay, here goes. No! Right? That's a really good. Okay, so let's try that. Okay, everybody on three, which is always four, now do a really loud, powerful note. One, two, three. No! Right? That's really good if you're not feeling in your power. That it's just setting boundaries, right? Setting boundaries so you're not hurting anybody. You're not above anybody, just setting boundaries. That can be really good to be in your power and to get that power from your third chakra through your voice. It's very cool. Right? If you're feeling cocky or too, where you're over people, then a really soft sound could be very cool and pull the energy in. So it's like, then the, let's see. Yeah, so that's the third chakra. Okay. Oh, we didn't find the note there. So go, that's what I was thinking. Go find the note for the third chakra and feel it vibrating in your third chakra, right at your solar plexus. Listen for it, do it silently first. Just play with it. Sometimes people have a hard time finding notes silently, but just any note that feels good is good. Consistency is the deal. Now make it out loud. Any vowel is good. Yeah. There are certain vowels, but we're just looking for consistent tones right now. Because anyone is fine, really. Okay, now let's go up to your heart chakra. The question I like to ask is, how open is your heart? How much love do you have in your life? It's really telling, these questions. I mean, this one's really good because, I mean, I've had people that I wouldn't even guess their heart open, and they're like, oh my God, I have so much love in my life. I love my family. And it's like, whoa, that's really cool, right? Or other, I had this one woman that said, I don't know what love is. Whoa, we're going to work on your love for you. You know, a really good exercise is just to send love to your own heart with a soft sound. Everybody try that. Send love to your own heart with a soft sound. It's a really sweet one. So listen for the frequency of love in your heart chakra. Get it humming in your heart. And then make it out loud. That's nice. And then for the throat chakra, what I ask is, are you able to express yourself freely? Kind of a problem in our society with women having been squashed by men for tens of thousands of years and being squashed today, especially in other cultures, but certainly, definitely still in the U.S., right? So listen for a sound and get it vibrating there. Silently in your throat chakra. And then make it out loud. Okay. For the third eye, I'd like to ask, how open is your third eye? Can you see in energy in people's bodies? How good is your intuition? Do you trust it? Right? And so listen for a frequency naturally humming in your third eye and get it vibrating there. And sometimes use white light even. And then try and make it out loud. Okay, now tune into your crown chakra. I like to ask, are you able to connect to spirit at will? It's really interesting when people say, oh yeah. It's like, oh, don't need to do any work on your crown chakra. A lot of people look at me like I got two heads, right? Or I also ask, what is your spiritual practice? You can often see if someone's crown chakra is open because they've got this sparkle about them, right? It's like this little sparkle in their eye. So listen for a frequency in your crown chakra. Get it humming there. And then try and make it out loud. It's often way too high for me to make, but I'll try. I often like to do overtone singing to access it. Now, let's run energy from the crown down to the root. Actually, let's make a sound. We'll do a frequency sweep. And as we go down, tune in to each chakra. So go slow enough so you can feel each chakra as you go by it, as you do the sweep. So it's like this. And then from the root up to the crown. If a chakra still needs work, I can often feel it not being present as I go by it. I won't be able to feel it, or there might be a little buzz around it, right? So then you might stop and go back and work on that chakra to get it humming consistently. Okay. Now let's go from the crown down to the root one more time. Feel each one as you go. Just that would get rid of my panic attacks. And I got rid of my Xanax. And I had other people, many other people that have done this exercise right here, and their anxiety and panic attacks go away completely. Not only would they go away, for me, I would go into complete bliss. This is huge. I know a woman that committed suicide because of panic attacks a few years ago. This is so huge, even if it worked for only 10% of the people, but I bet it would work for 90% of the people. Very good one to practice and to teach to people and show people that are having trouble, right? It's very cool. I also like to do it silently. In fact, I do it silently more than I do it out loud, especially if I wake up in the middle of the night. I'll just do it silently and I go right back to sleep, right? Out loud is cool too. I also work with different archangels and ascended masters for each chakra. I'll have Babaji and Raphael for the root. Saint Germain with the purple flame for the second chakra. And Kuan Yin as well for compassion for all those times I'm an emotional mess. All right. And then for the third chakra is Michael, because he's got a sword, in case I'm too cocky, a sort of love, or in case I'm not feeling good enough. And Kuan Yin, when I'm too cocky or not good enough to have compassion. And then for the heart chakra, I use Christ energy, Treya, and Kuan Yin as well. And then for the throat chakra, I use the Hathors, because they're really about coming, doing sound through the voice. And I use Mother Mary. A lot of people use Mother Mary for the heart chakra. I use Mary Magdalene also for the throat. You feel each one as I talk about it. And then for the third eye, I use Metatron, Jishwa Kul, who Alice Bailey channels, and then Gabriel. Let me tune into Gabriel now. Oh my God. Every time I tune into Gabriel, I get a cocoon of white light. You can feel it and see it now. With the third eye. Very cool. And then now I'm working with Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, Thoth invented language, right? Ancient Egyptian being. And then also now this being of, that I work with called Aragon. And I just even say the name, I go into light. And then also work with my own guide as well, Eagle Heart. I've got the three for the crown. So I like to just call in each one and then just sit and let them do the work. Because each one has its own frequency, right? And when you tune into multiple things at once, you go into the zone anyway. This is so effective for me. I do this almost every morning before I get out of bed. And then I'm like totally in my body. It's also good even when you before you go to sleep or just whenever you got anything going on. Okay. Now I've got a guided meditation to take you into all seven chakras simultaneously. When you can tune into multiple things at once, you go out of your prefrontal cortex into the whole brain. So this is all about tuning into all chakras simultaneously. And it's really effective. So enjoy the chakra guided meditation. Each chakra is the same note at a different octave, and it's all the note of C. And when all together, they sound beautiful. Okay, enjoy.
Chakra, your grounding, and connect your root chakra to the lowest frequency you can hear in this music. Bring that frequency into your root. Second chakra while keeping the frequency of the first chakra going. The second chakra is your emotions and sensuality. The second chakra is an octave higher. Here, both frequencies lower and the higher. Both chakras at the same time humming. First chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, all five chakras at the same time now. Thank you. first chakra and second, third chakra, your heart chakra, fifth chakra, third eye, first chakra, and second, third chakra, your heart chakra. Thank you.
hold this energy, stillness, through the night, through the weekend, through the week, through the months ahead, years ahead. Imagine being still for lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.